This place is about Maryland's sports legends like Brooks and Boog, realizing how much a part of this town they've been.
You know, I used to walk through this station when it was an active train station. The Orioles would come in and get off the train. This is back in the 50s now, and walk through here.
I noticed that in Brooks's locker in there, they had his glove, and in my locker, they had a pair of shoes. I don't know what they were trying to say. I think they were trying to acknowledge my blinding speed.
It's also about reinforcing what Ravens head coach Brian Billick says he learned 5 years ago when the Ravens won the Super Bowl, that the Baltimore Colts and the Ravens can coexist here.
I had so many people tell me that when we were able to win the championship, that it was no longer Colt football, it was no longer Ravens football, it was just Baltimore football, and that made me feel good.
But there's also a tribute to the minor leagues, college sports, and horse racing. Former Pimlico track announcer Dick Woolley's favorite part.
I had the great fortune to call the Allidar and Affirm in the Preakness many years ago. It was the highlight of my career, and they were nice enough to put my binoculars in here, so I feel as though it's a real compliment.
Hundreds have gotten a sneak peek. Their favorite parts?
Absolutely, the Orioles. I also like the room at the end here that has the sports heroes in it. I think that's a neat concept.
I enjoy the Orioles, and the memories of the Colts brought it back. I was a season ticket holder back in the 60s in the United States.
I was just looking at the Loyola exhibit, and I had played for Diane Akins, and so she looks great there. So it's just a really neat exhibit.
Julia Ruth Stevens, the Babe's daughter, sums up sports legends at Camden Yards.
Daddy is the cornerstone. There's no question about that, and I'm glad. But Baltimore has so many great legends of sports history, and it's a proper place for them to be.
John Patty, WBAL News.